Well, good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. I've always wanted to say that. I want to begin my brief appearance this evening by talking about the gloom and doom. Just today on the Pointer Romanesco website, there was a little compilation of a piece by William Powers, who wrote that we shouldn't be too alarmist about jobs in journalism because digital jobs are growing. That was one of his conclusions. And the other conclusion was that we'll always have print on paper. And as Bill was talking about, we don't really know how the economics will support that, but really, people really like print on paper. It's been around for thousands of years, and it's the way people are comfortable reading about books, reading their books, reading their news. So I don't think we should be too alarmist about the future. I think we should be concerned about some things. I teach part-time at the University of Missouri, and I tell, it's a basic news class, and I tell the incoming students, you won't make a lot of money in this business. You never have, but I don't believe that that's why people go into journalism. I believe they go into journalism for value, for making the world a better place. I don't think they're interested in being rich, and I'm happy to see young students still coming to school to learn journalism despite some of these gloom and doom statements that we hear about. I want to greet you from where I've been for the last couple of years since I took the Post-Dispatch buyout. I have been in a journalistic brigadoon. Does anybody understand what that means, a journalistic brigadoon? When I started at the Post-Dispatch about 30 years ago, I worked for, I do not have theme music. I worked for an afternoon paper, family owned. You'd come in early in the morning. There was a rhythm to the way the operation worked. Sally Thran would hand me an assignment, and you'd get it done by noon or whenever the deadline was. And after that, the smoking lamp was lit, and you could relax because that was the rhythm of an afternoon newspaper. Now I work at the Columbia Daily Tribune. Brought a copy here, fresh off the press this afternoon. You know, Kathy Mattea has that song, 33, 45, 78. Have you heard that song? And one of the things in there is hot type printers and afternoon papers, things that aren't with us anymore. But there are afternoon papers with us still. They're in small communities. There are good little papers like the Tribune, owned by a family, put out in the afternoon. As I was telling the managing editor who traveled here with me tonight, he may be recruiting, I don't know, but on our way in, we were talking about some of the values that the Tribune has. And I'm not advertising the paper, but it has a tremendous cartoonist. You don't see big city papers with their own cartoonists anymore. And look at this. It's got print on page one. Isn't that unusual? I think that for somebody considering a buyout, somebody considering making a job move, if it works for you, moving to a paper of this size, afternoon, morning, wherever, if you can move at all, is worth considering. People who are weighing the notion of taking this buyout or whatever, worry about, you know, should I do it, should I not? And I think everybody has to make a decision like that as an individual, weighing your personal feelings, your financial situation, what your goals are. The reason I decided to make the change I did was somebody was interested in paying me for what I do. And they were interested in what I put out. And if somebody else is saying, we'll pay you to go away, well, that's fine with me because I can go somewhere else and sell my talent. And I think that's the thing that drove me. Maybe not everybody feels that way, but that was the idea in my head, to go to a place that was willing to be interested in the kind of news I write and give me the space I want. May not happen for everybody, but that's the way it worked for me. If I were a young person right now, as I tell the students who come into this basic news class that I teach at MU, it's that learn as many different skills as you can because you don't know how things are going to change. Bill Freibogel mentioned how a photographer might not want to make video, but at the Tribune, correct me if I'm wrong, our photographers want that work because they don't want a videographer coming in and doing what they see is going to be their jobs. So I think in our business we have to embrace what we do because we're storytellers. And if that's the medium that we're going to be turning to get our points across, to engage with people, to fulfill democracy is what the basic role of journalists is. If we have to do it online with moving pictures with some words underneath, that's the way we're going to have to go. But right now, papers like the Tribune, small operations, are a possibility.